BBC News. Hello, I'm John Shea. Three policemen have been shot dead in Baton Rouge in the American state of Louisiana. Officers say they don't yet know the motive for the shootings, nor whether there's any connection with the killing by police of a black man earlier this month. Officers were shot at while investigating reports of an armed man. The gunman was shot dead by police. Here's Jane O'Brien.
The investigation in Baton Rouge is now trying to establish whether the 911 emergency call was made to lure police into an ambush or whether they were killed in the line of duty after responding to a genuine crime. The shooter has been identified as Gavin Long, age 29, from Missouri. Armed police have converged on a house in Kansas City where it's believed he lived and have warned people to stay away from the scene.
In response to the Baton Rouge shootings, the US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized President Obama for a lack of leadership. Mr. Trump's comments came a day before the start of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has again said his country will consider reinstating the death penalty in the wake of Friday's failed coup. Speaking at a mass rally of his supporters, Mr. Erdogan said those responsible for the uprising would pay a heavy price. Around 6,000 people have been detained, including a number of judges and prosecutors. The Colombian authorities say almost 100,000 Venezuelans crossed the border this weekend to shop for basic goods. Candice Piat reports.
People had come from across Venezuela to take advantage of the second reopening of the border. They'd made long bus journeys to buy oil, flour, sugar and medicines. Venezuela's severe economic crisis has led to shortages of food and basic goods, and much of people's days are spent in queues. The opposition blames the government for the economic crisis, saying its policies have left businesses unable to import raw materials. The government says it's the victim of an economic war.
The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, has criticized the government for what he called its failure to protect the country against terrorist attacks. Authorities said Mohamed Lahouaij Boutlel, the man responsible for Thursday's attack in Nice, had been radicalized too quickly for officials to act. Lucy Williamson reports.
Democracy must not be weak, said Mr. Sarkozy, nor simply commemorate. Democracy must say we will win the war. France's government has said it sees itself at war with violent jihadists, but a third major attack in 18 months has led to criticism of the country's leaders and divisions over how to respond. France's latest attacker wasn't tagged as a jihadist. Neighbours describe Mohamed Boulel as a violent loner who liked to drink, lift weights and salsa dance.
World News from the BBC. Morocco has formally announced its wish to rejoin the African Union. The Moroccan king declared his government's wishes in a message sent to the AU summit in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Ariane Schippers reports.
A diplomatic push by Morocco to rejoin the AU was expected, and King Mohammed VI has now said that the time has come for his country to retake its natural place within its institutional family. He said AU members had for a long time asked his country to return to the fold. Morocco, one of the founding nations of the predecessor of the AU, the Organization of African Unity, left the bloc 32 years ago when it recognized Western Sahara as a member state. Morocco lays claim to the territory. The status of Western Sahara is likely to remain a thorny issue. The AU said on Friday that it will continue pushing for the rights of the people of Western Sahara to hold a self-determination referendum.
The British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, has expressed deep concern over an order by a court in Bahrain that the main Shia opposition group, Al-Wefaq, should be disbanded. He urged the government of Bahrain to guarantee and protect political freedoms for all its citizens. Malaysia Airlines appears to have struck a deal to provide compensation to the relatives of most of the victims of its flight MH17, which was shot down over eastern Ukraine 2 years ago. A Dutch lawyer representing many of the victims' families says the broad outlines of a deal are in place. An international inquiry determined that the passenger plane was hit by a Russian-made missile. The United Nations cultural organization UNESCO has listed 17 works by the modernist architect Le Corbusier as World Heritage Sites. Le Corbusier spearheaded the modern movement after World War I, using iron, concrete and glass to make buildings with bold, clean lines. UNESCO said the works reflected a new architectural language. And that's the latest BBC News.